BIS project Agora moves to live. Real value cross-border payment tests. The Bank for International Settlements said on May 27, 2026, that Project Agora is leaving the prototype stage. 7 central banks and more than 40 regulated private institutions will begin running live wholesale cross-border payments with real money on a shared tokenized platform, according to the BIS statement and Cointelegraph's coverage of the announcement. This is the first time the project has touched real funds rather than simulated balances. The participants list reads like a who's who of wholesale finance. The central bank cohort covers the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, the Swiss National Bank, the Bank of Korea, the Bank of Mexico, and most recently the Bank of Canada, which joined ahead of the live testing phase. On the commercial side, HSBC, Citi, JP Morgan Chase, Visa, and MasterCard are among the 40-plus regulated participants. That mix matters. The same private institutions that route the bulk of today's correspondent banking traffic are now being asked to settle some of that traffic on a tokenized ledger sitting alongside central bank money. The design swaps SWIFT messaging for atomic settlement. The Agora prototype combines tokenized commercial bank deposits with tokenized central bank reserves on a single platform. In plain terms, the bank's IOU and the central bank's settlement asset live on the same rail. So a payment instruction and the underlying funds move together. That removes the most awkward part of today's cross-border flow. In the current system, a payment can be confirmed at the messaging layer hours before the matching funds actually settle, leaving counterparties exposed in between. With atomic settlement, either the whole leg completes or none of it does. The other claim is multi-currency settlement on a single platform with around-the-clock availability. Correspondent banking today is constrained by overlapping bank holidays, cutoff times, and time zone gaps. A 24/7 settlement layer changes the operating model, not just the speed. The crypto comparison is unavoidable. A shared ledger, tokenized money, atomic settlement, 24/7 operation, multi-currency support. This is the same feature list that stablecoin networks have been selling for 2 years. The structural difference is what sits on the ledger. Regulated bank deposits and central bank reserves, not USDT or USDC. That is exactly the point. Central banks are not denying the design works. They are arguing that the same plumbing should run on regulated money supply rather than private dollar tokens, and Agora is the wholesale version of that argument. If the live tests hold up, the medium-term path is a tokenized correspondent banking layer that could compete directly with the stablecoin rails issuers like Tether and Circle have built for the same use case. For context, the stablecoin market sits at roughly $322 billion in supply and recently surpassed the FX reserves of 95 nations. Wholesale cross-border payments are one of the most cited real-world uses of that stack. Agora going live is the regulated counteroffer. Live testing, in the BIS's careful language. The BIS is careful with language. This is not a production launch. It is the first time the platform will move real funds, and the cohort is still working through legal, operational, and supervisory questions before any of this scales. The Bank of Korea has confirmed it will participate in the upcoming live transaction tests using actual funds, and other central banks are expected to follow on their own timelines. Two things to watch in the next phase: settlement volume per participant. Token pilots routinely look successful at low test volumes and run into liquidity, netting, and risk control limits when scaled. Which currencies actually clear atomically? Some of the participating central banks, the SNB, the Bank of Japan, have been further along on tokenization than others. Multi-currency claims are only as strong as the slowest leg. Implications for crypto-adjacent payments. For most retail users and crypto card holders, Agora changes nothing in the short term. This is wholesale plumbing, not consumer payments. The pricing benefits, if any, flow through to consumers years downstream, and only if banks pass them on. The medium-term competitive picture is different. If a regulated central bank-backed tokenized rail handles wholesale FX and treasury settlement, then a meaningful share of the cross-border use case that stablecoin issuers have been building product around moves back inside the regulated perimeter. That does not eliminate the stablecoin model, but it does narrow the addressable wholesale slice. It also strengthens the case for tighter stablecoin rules. The FDIC's recent BSA rule proposal on AML and sanctions controls for stablecoin issuers and the broader Genius Act framework both look more politically defensible if regulators can point to a working bank money alternative for the same flows.